Blog Talk Radio.
Baby squirrel, use a sexy motherfucker.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, who you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess with the mostest, Iman Jante. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medisa, Ron, and Dre. What's up, you good black people?
What's going on?
Hey, y'all,
people?
What's up? It's Friday. It's Friday, and I hope everybody had a good day. And also, we're going to dedicate the song of the night, Treasure by Bruno Mars, to Miss Shamore Brooks with them thick thighs and stuff, because she's a treasure. Yep, I said it.
Word.
Yeah.
Something else.
Ron, why you feel like a...
Like he been drinking all day. And Taylor is welcome.
Hey, people.
Hey.
How are you?
We're awesome
hey,
in these streets.
Awesome in these streets.
So, Ron, you've been drinking since what, 9 o'clock this morning?
I don't think that's important.
I think that's muy, muy importante.
I don't think that's important. All I know is... Absolutely. All I know is looking at that picture of Ms. Moore Brooks, I was dying.
I'm sorry. So, everybody knows. We have been joking with Shamore the last few days because she was out here at the church house showing thighs. And
not
so,
Sally.
That's why. Yeah, Sally had. And what was crazy because Ron was like, Sally, why you got all them pants and your thighs are showing? And so I didn't go look and feel after he said it. I was like, well, Sally got them cakes. So. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We've been messing with Sally about her cakes all this week. So, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So, tonight, so we're going to get into this old thing we like to do on Friday night. We drink because we say inappropriate things. And so, hey, we get it. This week is all about the craziness that has been happening. Just kiki moments to little ABDC. Whatever her name is.
Oh, my God.
Her little name, Shaman. We're going to talk about some transgender stuff that's happened locally. And anything else that comes to mind because, hey, it's Friday. We ain't got shit to do this weekend. And, yeah. You're going to have a good time. So grab a drink, grab a friend, and let's drink and shit. So let's start with the little baby and her name shaming and her mama.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm not sure if you all, I know you all have probably heard it by now, that this little girl was traveling with her mother on Southwest Airlines this week, and her mother named her A, B, C, D, E. That is her name. Her mother says it's pronounced Absidine. No, little girl, your mama is stupid. But, hey, what do you guys think?
She needs her ass whooped.
I thought I was the only one that she named her ass whooped.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the thing. Everybody involved in this situation need their ass whooped. Like, the mama need her ass whooped. The daddy need his ass whooped. Like, everybody involved in this situation need their ass whooped. Now, granted, okay, my oldest child has a different name. He does. He has a different name. But I learned my lesson after the first.
What's his name? What's his name?
His first name is Supreme. It's a little different. It's not Absidy. But it's Supreme. It's different. But he got a regular middle name. Got a regular middle name. And a regular last name.
My name sound like a gem. Yo, I'm going to Absidy. I got to do some workout.
I'm going to Absidy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit.
Yeah. Instead of going to Bones Gym, I'm going to Absidy.
I'm going to Absidy.
Get my ass right. They only focus on the ass. They ain't going to work on my ass. They going to work on my ass.
Exactly. This trick, I'm just like, somebody needs to whoop her ass.
She got the nerve to get an attitude because somebody pronounced it wrong. Wait a minute. That
girl, if you don't have several seats right now, ma'am, because why the fuck would you name your child that? Like, you just set your child up for ridicule for the rest of her motherfucking natural ass life. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she's going to be the butt of jokes forever. There's never a time that somebody won't fucking crack a joke regarding her fucking name. What they say, what they be asking, what her last name was, LMNOP? Like, come on now.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had to go back to the LMNOP. And we talked about the LMNOP in the group.
And it's
going to
be
LMNOP.
It's going to be LMNOP.
Oh, my God. First of all, let that go. Let that go. Okay? Let that go. I didn't know that's how you pronounce that girl name.
No, you got to say it fast. You got to say it fast.
The thing is this. Taylor, you got to go back and listen to what we talked about today, because it wasn't even about that. It's taking a whole nother turn at this point, because Ron was like,
it's
just like me naming my kid
Elemental
P. And so I was like, my name is not Elemental P, it's Elena.
Elena?
It's Elena. Elena.
Elena. Elena.
Elena.
Why the fuck? I don't know. You're gonna be like, what does that mean? It's German. God damn it. You know when people have names that you can't pronounce and the shit sounds crazy, they always ask, What does that name mean? And where's that name from? What's the origin of that name? Lying. The
my
motherfucking
mama.
Alphabet.
It ain't even no
alphabet.
My mama made it up.
The alphabet.
Just admit it, my mama made it up. She decided that she wanted my name to be the first five letters of the alphabet.
That's bullshit.
If that my little heifer grow up and can't spell, she getting beat every day. There's no reason for her
every
to
day.
Never not be able to spell.
Oh, man.
Right.
Her
name.
Man.
Your name
yeah,
is
she
alphabet.
Getting
her
ass
whooped.
That's like me saying, my child's name is 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just going to give the little
right.
number numbers.
Right.
What's your name? Numbers?
Number.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Number. 1, 2, 3, 5.
No, my name is 1234. 1234.
I can't.
1234.
I can't. 1234. 1234. 1234. 1234. I can't. And I will not.
What was your name?
I just want people to stop with the foolishness and the dumb shit. Why is it necessary for people to feel the need to fucking be so important that they do shit like that? Now, she knew that she was going to have some issues, and people were going to say some shit about that, but she just wanted to be, like, the center of attention or some bullshit. Like, why would you even... you know what, listen. My name is different. It's very different, you know? My name has meaning, right? So my thing is, whoa.
How you know what? After the ain't got no meaning?
What the fuck you mean? You tell me what the meaning of that is. Spelled the way it's said.
You have no idea.
Exactly. So it's no meaning behind that shit.
Shit, I don't know what the fuck your name mean either.
My name is South African and it's sweet. Thank you very much.
How the fuck I'm supposed to know
mama.
That?
Well,
I mean, I can ask her mama, too.
Well, if you want to know it, just ask it. I just told your raggedy ass that I didn't have meaning.
Whoa, raggedy?
I'm coming for you tonight.
Don't come for me, because I'm in the mood. I'm down for the bullshit.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'm with the shit, too, my guy. So what?
Did she just go to New York? Did she say I'm down with the
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, she said my guy.
Damn. You got the
10, bro?
Somebody go find my decent 10.
You can't drink white people box wine and wear 10. This just don't make sense. Don't go together.
I'm not drinking white people box wine tonight because I got to go drive and get my son from work, so I'm sober tonight. But I'm still with the shit. Like, come on. He called me. He tell me I'm gangster.
Oh,
he tell me I'm from Indianapolis. So, you know, let's do it. What?
Listen, just because your name, you know what I'm saying, got some kind of meaning, don't mean it just ain't as crazy as Absidy. How about that?
First of all, my name is not crazy, okay? Thank you very much. My name is cultured. There is a
any fucking name with an apostrophe in it is crazy.
You're a hater. That means there's nothing crazy about it. Your name is Ronald. What kind of fucking
nigga,
name is
you
that?
Got two capital letters in your name. This shit is crazy.
I'm showing the fuck doing. I'm proud of my two capital letters, the M and the motherfucking D. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
Y'all better leave that girl alone by her name. You know,
motherfucker wanted to talk about little Absidy. She got a fucking apostrophe and a question mark in the back of her name. Medisa?
What? Medisa, yes. Medisa. What you got? Don't let me have my mama call up here and come for you.
Well, I can't say nothing about it because I got picked on by my first name, too. You gonna get picked on special when they saying the ABCs. She in what the 50s for what 5 years old. So when they saying the ABCs at the beginning of the class, oh my gosh, she can't tell.
Right.
And she even in school. Yeah, that's a thing because I
would
have a teacher
like y'all. Like, oh, I got a phone name after me.
That's just hard enough when you have a regular different name than some bullshit name. Like, come on now. Kids get ridiculed.
Don't start paying attention
until
you get the F.
I get
it. You stupid. Oh, my goodness.
Make us do it by herself all the time. Say the alphabet by yourself.
And kids are cool, so they're going to pick on her. I know if I caught hell for my little name, I know she's going to catch real hell.
Exactly.
Like, everybody
Listen, all
has
I know
some type
is,
of hell about their name. Somebody.
When I was a child, they used to hit me with the Ronald McDonald or Biscuit. Ooh, Chi-Chi, Wawa, Biscuit. And that shit scarred me. So I can imagine.
That is brutal.
Yeah, they hit me. The little girls, nappy headed girls with their fucking jellies.
Hey, I feel your pain because they got me too. Every time I turn around, Hey, dog, can hear you, son. Hey, dog, can hear you. Fuck y'all.
Well, shit. At least I had
then,
somebody that was like.
That, you know, the damn cereal, Kellogg, with the roots on the front?
Yeah.
The goddamn roots' name is Cornelia, too. Hey, Cornelia, Rooster. Fuck y'all.
But at least it's something like that. Shit, my motherfucking name got twisted and turned into some motherfucking Greek mythical character with fucking snakes in her head, Medusa. So how about that?
This shit is crazy.
Ronald fucking Donald. Ronald McDonald.
Listen, at least I get you a hamburger. You got motherfuckers.
But do you know the story behind that? So I'm not really tripping about it. Now I know the story behind it. So the reason why Medusa was turned to a monster with snakes in her head is because one of them goddesses was mad because her god husband slept around with Medusa and she was mad. So she vowed to make her the ugliest person in the world. So anybody that looked
so
in her
now
eyes,
you were sleeping with Zeus. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done with you.
Hey,
I did
so
not say that, bro. I said the reason behind it. I'm not saying, shut up, Ron. I'm like, we're trying to explain myself to your ass. What you say?
You named after a side hoe.
No. Okay. You know what? Y'all ain't shit. Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of famous side hoes. Ain't that wrong with being the side piece?
Whatever. Ron and Dre ain't shit.
Somebody once said that Mary was a side piece.
We're not about to start with this shit. No, we not. No, we not. Not tonight. No, we not.
The nigga was married to Joseph. She going fucking God. What the hell is her problem? She a side hoe.
Ron, stop it.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. But seriously, though, how the hell, if I'm a ticket agent in Southwest, how the fuck am I supposed to pronounce the alphabet?
Right. How you say it. I mean,
I never would have thought Absidy.
A, B, C, D.
E.
A, B, C, D. That lady ought to be saying
that was my
little. Yeah, we got this is just too much.
Okay,
like, do y'all realize
if she was black? Why the fuck black people always have to be so stupid when they want to time for to get on the plane?
That's just stupid.
I'm done with
ABCD. I'm done with ABCD.
Now, what happens when she get an abscess?
You know what?
Oh,
think about it. What's going to happen when little girl, when you go try to get a job, what they going to do? Laugh her ass right out the fucking door.
No.
They're not
going to
take that shit serious.
No, that little motherfucker, she's going to change that shit. She, how old you got to be to change their name legally yourself?
I don't know, but
I know if I'm an employer and I look at your application for work and I see your first name is ABCDE, nigga, you ain't getting the job.
You ain't getting the job. That means your ass is handed to the cap.
That's just ridiculous.
And what's the last name?
Absidy. Redford.
It was Red, like Redford? Redford.
It's Redford,
like
yeah.
That.
Absidy Redford. Redford.
Yeah, I hate names like that, too. Just like, if you got to fuck your first name and your last name or something like this, that pisses me off. Like, all these, like, it seems like half of fucking North Carolina. I swear to God, you see a corn or a Deshaun or a corn somewhere in North Carolina. I'm like, there's so many goddamn corns and Deshaun and Tayshaun. Like, God damn.
And then they done changed the way how they spell one. Yeah.
Yeah, with a KW and all this other bullshit. What the fuck? Taiwan.
Like this one dude, he worked with us. His name was spelled T-Y-1. He had a dash in that motherfucker.
Nigga, Medisa got a fucking apostrophe. What are you talking about?
Stop trying to comfort him.
Situation in the middle of
a
name.
Got an apostrophe. Medisa.
I ain't never heard of a motherfucker with punctuation in their name
different.
Unless it was Mister.
I don't like using it, though.
I cannot. Speaking of names like that, there was a little girl and my son's, my oldest son, his, what was it, fifth grade class. I never forgot this. Her mother named her Shanaynay.
That's some, you know what? I hate people.
I'll never forget. It was the class trip. They needed chaperones. So they was like, you know, everybody get with your chaperone. And I looked at her name tag, and I immediately went to the teacher. I was like, I said, ma'am, I said, I got all my children. No one's lost, but I have a question. She looked at me and said, yes, her name is Shanaynay.
The motherfucking name.
And her last name was Jenkins. I said, God damn it.
Shanaynay
Jenkins, real life.
Juanita Bunker.
Woo. She spoke.
How about this? I used to deal with a young lady. She named her son Menage.
What the
day?
I don't like people. I really despise people. Like that is the most ignorant shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, why? Ugh.
And then she act like she ain't want to eat pussy. She ain't want to even give me a. Oh my bad. I'm sorry.
Oh my. No, Ron.
I'm sorry. That was too much. I'm sorry. Back to the apostrophe, lady.
You know what? Shut up. I'm all for people having different names, but I like different and unique names. Because nobody want to know, like, you know, black people, we got the same motherfucking names that, you know, everybody has. Akeisha, everybody got a Tasha. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. What you're not going to do is talk about Keisha's out here in these streets. Okay?
I'm just saying that it's a common name. So my point in saying that is.
Nigga, you going
I
to the
like
cleaners or to
name.
The tailors? Which one you going to?
What? I just wish that we was doing ignorant shit. Just stop doing it. Like, I'm just so sorry for that little girl. She's going to get mocked and just mistreated. Like, it's going to be
everybody's so
like,
sorry for that girl.
Wait a minute. You always
what?
Feeling sorry for somebody. We don't feel sorry for this little heifer because her mama is a
No, I don't feel sorry. I do feel sorry for the baby because her mama's a dumb bitch. So, she,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the baby got to suffer because her mama's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody feel sorry for me when they was singing songs. Ain't nobody was feeling sorry for you when you was fucking mythological. Ain't nobody fucking sorry for none of us. Fuck that little girl.
Y'all are so fucking, that's so mean. Stop it.
I did accidentally
baby,
say little bitch one earlier. I did accidentally call her little bitch.
That little baby don't have nothing with the ignorance of her mama. That's not fair. Don't do that. That ain't cool.
Listen,
ain't
none of us
what?
Name ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's
we true.
All got named by somebody. So she got to deal with it.
No, these kids, you know how these kids are. These kids nowadays, these generation, these little mean ass, bad ass kids that don't have no respect for anybody, and they're brutal. And then you got to think too, Now, and we, this little girl, gonna, the internet is going to be around forever now. You know what I mean? Back in the day when we got teased and taunted about our fucking names, you know what I'm saying? There was no internet. You know what I'm saying? There was no, shit didn't go viral. This little
you
girl.
You don't know the internet going to be around forever. They used to think newspapers are going to be around forever. Look at them shit about to die.
We're going to have some, technology is going to continue to expand. We're going to have some, you know, internet is going to be probably.
Fuck that little girl.
That is so mean. That's mean. That's cruel. Oh my God. You guys are not compassionate. That's so nice. He's so stupid.
I'm saying, though, either she got to have a fucked up name and be cute, or she can have a good name and be ugly. You could change your name, you can't change your ugliness.
That is true. I don't agree with, you know, most of the ignorant stuff you say, but I will agree with that. That's a good one.
Walking around here with names out the damn cars and shit. Talk about the goddamn Porsche when you built like a damn Honda shit. Motherfucking a little goddamn pie hug. And why all these girls got the same pieces? Why I ain't never seen the same pieces yet?
You sound muffled. I can't hear you.
I said, why do all big girls got to be named Peaches? I have never seen a slim Peaches.
You know what? Shut up.
I hate him. He's so fucking stupid.
I'm just saying.
You
don't give a girl a name like Alexis. She should be gorgeous. Alexis should not be looking like no motherfucking damn tie hole or no goddamn pinto or a busted up ass of death.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Porsche is a luxury car. You should not be looking like no damn 83 motherfucking Toyota Camry with goddamn holes in the muffler. No.
Well, maybe they think the names will, I don't know. I don't even know why.
And stop calling these little boys Quans and Deshaun and all this other bullshit, because all the Quans and Deshauns I know wind up being criminals.
My cousin name is Deshaun, and that nigga ain't no criminal. As a matter of fact, he the police.
You can't mess with the police named Quan or Deshaun or something. Oh, sorry. I was a rapper just for a second. We're going to move on from these names.
Wait, before we move on, I remember watching Maury. And I was looking for the clip. I couldn't find it. He had a dude on this show. It was a paternity show. And his father didn't know whether he was his son. So the last name was Case. He named the nigga just in case.
Shut the fuck up.
First name Justin. Last name Case.
Just in case.
Oh my God. Homecoming 2014, me and my mom was on the way to the damn parade. And this woman called this little girl. She said, come here, girl. And the girl was just running around because the parade was going. She trying to catch chance. She said, Akasuffer, you don't come over here. The girl's name was Akasuffer.
And my mom. Shut the hell up.
My mom was disaster.
I'm done. I'm going to get another drink. I can't get up. What the what?
Dre, you are not telling me that your mama go lie for you. Her name was not Akasuffer.
Her name was Akasuffer, bro. I put to God. Me and my mama laughed at that shit. The entire fucking time, like the whole time we were at the parade, we was dying laughing. And that little girl just kept the candy like she had no problem in the world.
Wow.
What the plop, fizz are you talking about?
What? What, Ron?
I'm done.
You know, I just had to come in a glass of wine on. Matter of fact, I'm going to finish the bottle off.
I mean, I really don't want to talk about this no more, but I really I don't want to talk about that transvestite shit you about to talk about. So I'm a little confused how to proceed.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it anyway. We're going to talk about it. So locally this week, a couple of guys, a few of them, got caught up. There's a local transgender in the streets here. He or she works at the H&M in the mall, pretty from a distance, but when you get close up, you can tell that's a man.
How the fuck she work for him?
Shut the hell up,
work
mom.
At H&M.
H&M.
Shimonim work for him.
Shimonim. Right.
Yo,
Shimonim.
I didn't think of that one this week. Why the fuck I didn't think of that one? My goddamn shit. I had so many damn things about this shit. Why the fuck I didn't think about it? God damn.
Shimonim.
Transmission.
And so this is what the issue is. So these guys, one guy was like, no, that's fake. That's not true. Only for us to find out that he was on there liking the post. He was on there talking about you so fine. And this, that, and the third, but not realizing, Damon, that's the boat. and so this is what we need to know about things, because she, him, said on her page, I am a T girl. That means I am a transgender girl. She didn't keep it to herself. She told it. And then what outed some things is like, I need y'all's baby. She said on her post, because I went and I investigated and I went and looked at the post before the page got deleted.
Yeah.
She said, I need y'all's baby mamas to get out my DM or my inbox saying, why are you friends with my baby daddy? How would y'all, I mean, guys, I know how y'all react, but how, ladies, how would y'all react if you found out that your baby daddy, significant other, was out here looking at transgender girls and talking about you so fine and, yeah, I want to get my dick sucked by you? Because that's what these dudes were saying, because she was offering on her page.
Wow.
Are you okay? So, are you asking me prior to me going to jail, or me like while I'm in jail?
How you reacting, girl? Because we know you going to jail.
100%.
Always going to jail.
I'm not passing go. I'm not collecting $200. I'm going straight to jail, because this is my thing. I'm always big on communication. I'm always big on you being honest with me. Now, number one, I already got a problem because you already on the internet talking about how you want all of these things done. So I'm already mad, because that's a conversation that me and you should be having regardless. It should not be on the internet, number one. Number two, now you go into a ladyboy. And you saying that you like, and you saying that you like them, and you want to be with them. So now my problem is number two. You like ladyboys. You could have told me that a while back. Like I could have, if you came to me and said, hey, you know what? Today is Monday. I decided I'm gonna tell you the truth. I like ladyboys. Okay. 15 minutes after this conversation is over, I'm leaving on Monday. Because I can't help you with nothing. There's no place for me in your life, because you like ladyboys. So you go be with a ladyboy, I'm going to go be with a man, and then that's just going to be that. And then furthermore, I got to find out on the internet. Nah, everybody involved, I'm going to jail. I'm killing everybody involved.
Not everybody. Well, y'all, we better get
everybody. Everybody catching these hands. Everybody. Everybody. Everybody.
Ain't nobody worried about catching no hands. That is a man still. That ain't no. She may look like a bitch, but that is a man. He will fuck you up. You better leave that band alone.
No.
That's still a dude. Like, that's still a dude. That's a dude right there. That's still a dude.
No. Y'all misunderstood. No, I didn't mean you was catching my hands. I said you was catching hands. I didn't say my hands. No. I'm not about to fight you niggas. No. No, but you still catching hands.
But you're
not
going
catching
to jail
my hands.
You going to jail for it, though.
Oh, no, I'm orchestrating this. Yeah, no, I did that. I did that, Yana. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not. Yeah, I did that. I orchestrated that. Yep, did all that. Mm-hmm. I sure did.
All right. All right, so let me see if I got this straight. He tells you on Monday he likes lady boys at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You leaving at 12:15. But if the lady boy, but if the lady boy him herself tells you you going to jail, nigga,
no, I'm going to jail regardless. I don't care who tell me, I'm still going to jail because you're wasting my time.
So
you
gonna
kill
him before you gonna kill him and leave at 12:15?
Yeah, that's not how that's gonna go.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just trying to figure out how you was going to jail. I'm like, okay,
yeah. Mhm.
Okay. So serious question. So then, what is his incentive to tell you?
No, your
what
incentive
is
his incentive is okay. I understand that she likes men, and she likes men that like women. I like lady boys. I'm not right for her. I'm gonna go be with somebody else. That's his incentive.
No, he likes lady boys and lady ladies.
That's something you say to me. Hey, we just met. We're in the middle of the date. Hey, guess I'm. You know what? Let me tell you this. I happen to like lady boys too, and I like ladies. Well, guess what? This dinner was fun. I had a good time. Let's settle up this check, and that's that. Cause I'm not with the wasting time. You're not about to. And then on top of that, you got people that been like you were in a like once you get in a relationship like y'all together. Nah, you ain't fit. Nah, no. You wasting my time. No, that's the problem I had. Cause at the end of the day, once you start dealing with that person and y'all are in a relationship, after a while that becomes deceit. Like you're being deceitful. Even if it's a matter of, okay, well, you know, I just realized it on Monday, then you've been having inklings. Like, you don't just wake up one day and be like, ooh, I like ladyboys. No, you've seen a couple and was like, oh, okay. Like, you had a thought, like, oh, you know what? I let you feel on my butt. Then you should have let that be known from the rip.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you told your man your body count?
Absolutely.
And was that an issue?
No.
Okay. Because the reason I asked that is because there's a lot of things that people don't tell their partner about. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, especially sexually. So, I mean, that's something I think you should be upfront with. But if you go get killed, I see why a nigga ain't saying nothing to you.
I cannot.
Especially if he got a comment in his name or an apostrophe. His name
Oh man. No, Mikey got a regular. He got a regular name. That thing looks good on the resume. He got a regular old name. No apostrophes. No none of that.
I cannot with the world.
I cannot.
I can't with y'all. So we don't say y'all going to jail, but this is what you're doing. Oh. Say what,
no.
Ron?
Now, since you did your investigation, I was wondering what else you found out about this.
Well, I realized that I had five whole ass friends with it. And two of them, like, I legit, like, real life know. Like, other three, and we just Facebook friends. I don't know y'all in real life. But two of them, I'm like, nigga, I know you. Like, nigga, I can put hands on you. Like, nigga, every time I see you out, you like, hey, give me a hug, you know? And so I was actually told, because I was like, hey, look, I want to tell them because these my people. I want them to know what's going on here. But I was told to mind my business on that part. So I had my private investigator, a.k.a. C-Dre, looking for other stuff. So my private investigator did some other investigating and found out that a lot of other guys that we know had been going up to the H and the E to see it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, man.
Lord have mercy.
And what was crazy,
yes,
the way that
I got people that work in the mall, and I get my hair cut in the mall, and they see every damn thing. And them motherfuckers, they gossip worse than me.
This nigga, Magnum P.I.M.P., I'm done with him.
I didn't even mention it to my man. My man called me. He's like, yo, I seen such post. He said, there's a bunch of dudes on that post that come in there and they be flirting with that chick, man. He said, I see him. He said, I'm at work every day. I see him. And I'm like, word? He's like, word? I was like, wow. And I'm like, damn. And then my other homeboy, my father, you know what I'm saying? He was letting me know. He was like, yo, he said, man, you got enough. We got motherfuckers up here getting shot at the damn mall. He said, man, motherfuckers up here really get shot. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy as fuck.
Damn, man. And see, he didn't believe me at first when I was trying to tell him the story. He's like, man, whatever. You talking crazy. Man, whatever. Nope. I come with the news. And what kind of started, it was like I was talking to, there was two chicks on my page who had, like, made these long-ass posts. So, other baby mama, I saw her post, and I was like, other baby mama, I know five people. And her sister was like, I know 50. I was like, what? So therefore, I had to go look for more. I had to go look at this bitch friend's list. And then by the time I told best friend, her page was deleted. But I had already took the screenshot. So, yeah. Yeah, man. It's crazy out here in these streets. But my thing is, like, she told y'all. Y'all niggas slow. She told y'all from the gate. I am a ladyboy, in the words of Taylor. I'm a ladyboy. And all I like to do is suck dick. That's all she said to you? This pastor posted on Thanksgiving, what time does dick giving start?
I can't.
I said you live the White Howard.
And that dude, why are we talking about this one? About Dwight Howard. Y'all see what Dwight Howard, he gonna be out for the rest of the thing because he gotta get surgery on his butt.
See, that's the worst part. They got gay jokes going around and you got ass surgery. And I'm just seeing that 2 and 2 makes 4 every day and this nigga got issues with his ass and they calling him gay. I'm confused.
Yep.
Don't be confused.
When he came through on my phone last night on my team screen app, he said Dwight Howard gonna have
you
to
said Dwight him. Howard called you on your phone, what'd you say?
No.
When we was leaving the radio station, he got an update on his app on some app he got.
It's team screen and I was watching the Dallas Cowboys game on the phone while they was on the radio. And this shit came through, and it was like, he's out for the rest of the season because he got to have surgery on his ass. So I just started laughing while they was on the air, and everybody was looking at me like I'm crazy, and I had to show them the phone. And it was like, yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, man. It's just too much going on, and there's too many of these celebrities getting caught with them. Like, we nowadays, we don't even care that you may be gay because we don't care.
Who the fuck is we?
You know?
Who the fuck is we?
Other human beings. Obviously, you're not a part of we.
Okay, thank you.
Because clearly you was like, uh-uh, don't exclude me.
I mean, all I got to say is own up to the shit. Like, Cassidy done got busted out this week. He done, that's his second one he done got caught with. Then damn Cassidy.
Cassidy,
the rapper.
Little rapper.
I'm a hustler. I'm a
yeah.
hustler.
Yeah. And drinking my
two-step. This is his second one he done got caught with. And then damn.
You said he like a drink in his two balls. What did you say?
I did not say that.
You know
I said drink in my two-step.
Yeah, we all heard about the young buck joint. The young buck got caught crying on the phone with the chick. He was mad because the transmission of the post.
And this is Cassidy?
That was Cassidy previously. He said he's talking about young buck now.
No, you didn't hear what he said. He said Cassidy.
Jesus Christ. I can't. I'm done. Ron got the most words.
I'm just saying, what's wrong with pussy? I mean, it's good. Trust me.
They like
good.
Man pussycat. They like man pussycat. That I do.
Ew. Gross.
Oh, remember Ron, when I was telling you, I was talking to you and Shamor about the little transgender that's on my Instagram, and it's ugly, and it's always talking about how she be selling her. She's like, I'm selling
right,
my
right,
pussy.
Right.
Bitch, you ain't got no pussy. You selling your ass.
Ew. Oh,
like, you
gross.
Look selling your ass, and then you post some pictures of the dude just hanging out at your house and stuff. Like, bitch, you keep a dude over there every night. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, I ain't got nobody at my house every night. But, well, bitch, I ain't lonely. But I'm just saying.
You know, how
I'm
much this fart sound? It sound like a foghorn.
Ew!
I can't. Right. Jesus Christ. Nigga, yeah. I cannot.
I'm just saying. All right, I'm sorry. I'm a DC. Amaz is asking you about how you felt about the situation.
I was just shoot him in the ass.
Shoot him in the butt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the problem. He's getting shots all in his ass. That's the problem.
I'm going to shoot him in the ass.
Oh, man. So you and Taylor can say that y'all going to jail and y'all going
to
be cellmates?
Well, I ain't going to go to jail. No, I'm not going to jail because I'm going to know how to spin it. Y'all watch enough crime TV and shit. Oh, no, I'm not going to jail.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I will have figured out a way to make it out of this. You'll go for assault with a deadly weapon.
I ain't going for nothing because
yeah.
I'm going to know how to get out this shit.
You know how many
like,
people in jail said the same thing you said? Oh,
well,
I ain't going to jail.
They not me.
Right, because ain't none of them got punctuation in the middle of their name.
Oh, Ron, shit. Ronald McFucking Donald. Leave me alone.
You ain't got two okay. capital letters. Oh, two capital letters. Who you trying to take, the most or the least? You got to find
them. I'm just saying. This got two damn names of the first name. I can't.
I got capitalizations.
I got two
capitalizations. I sure do.
You probably corrected the teacher when she was little. Because when they tried to spell her name, they put it as that D was a lowercase. No, ma'am. Miss Jones.
Yeah,
I got a M
right.
capitalized and a D capitalized. I was just
and a punctuation.
My mama told me, because my mama told me, do not let nobody mispronounce my name. Don't let nobody write my name wrong. So I be mad when people write
it wrong. But y'all
sitting
around writing my name wrong. But if I complain about my name being spelled wrong, I'm tripping.
I ain't never said that because I told you I understood. I'm just saying.
I don't like when people misspell my name at all because it's so simple. And I always explain it. The I is before the M, just like in the alphabet. Stop spelling my name.
Obviously, motherfuckers don't know the alphabet when they naming a fucking child the first letters, first five letters of the alphabet.
So
and then you got other motherfuckers naming their children LMNOP.
Or you got people named X, Y, and Z.
Like, talking about they booed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
You're not ever.
First of all, I thought it was mine. But everybody said it's May. And all right. I thought it was mine.
As long as we got you together, girl. As long as we got you together.
Oh shoot!
We got you together now. We got you together now.
She was confident.
Yeah, I know.
She said that shit too. She was loud and proud.
Oh my god. Okay. Now you can only pick a couple of struggles in life. We can't be loud and wrong at the same time. Can't do it. And not do it.
You're struggle wisely.
This is like, that's all somebody told me one time. It's like, you can't be fat and gay. You got to choose one. You either going to be fat or you going to be gay. But you can't be fat and good.
That's why Magic Johnson's son lost weight.
And that's a burly bitch. You hear what I tell you? That bitch is burly.
Ooh, ugly.
That thing got a strong head on its shoulder. Because he looked like a barber. That thing.
What motherfuckers don't realize is you can lose some of the fat, but you can't lose your shoulders. The nigga's shoulders is broader than fucking Broadway. That gay fucking... She. Got Karl Malone shoulders and fucking, I don't know, fucking Iman skin.
And then got the nerve to be wearing heels and shit. Like, bitch, ain't you already tall? I ain't saying no tall bitch to still wear heels.
Whenever a man wear a crochet shirt, that nigga need to be shot in the mouth.
In the mouth.
Damn. Put that bitch in the mouth. Oh my goodness. I can't. And it's fucking Brian McKnight. Them two only niggas I seen were fucking Brian McKnight and fucking EJ Young.
No, Johnny Gill used to wear them sheer ass shirts.
Johnny Gill, see, Johnny Gill got shot in his left eye. That's why I look like that. They missed the mouth and shot him in his left eye.
I can't. I'm
done talking to you, Ron.
I'm sorry.
Some days I can have like real good conversations with you. Then some days I'm just done talking to you. And I usually get in trouble for laughing at some of the stuff you be saying.
So that should be
real. It'd be funny. But we not gonna sit here and act like you didn't say Johnny Gill got shot in his left eye.
That's why he ain't going to the fucking New Edition shit, because he couldn't sign the contract. So it was LRBM.
Shut up, line.
Mm-hmm.
That is just cut line at this point.
He couldn't sign the contract. He couldn't see it.
That is fucking nuts. I can't.
My.
Right, he want to rub you the right way.
I wonder if he was.
But fat. Just boys.
Wow, I cannot. Anybody else got some craziness for this week? I've already given my craziness that has entertained me. We got about 30 more minutes in this show, 33. Yeah, got some other crazy.
Crazy stuff that
happened. Well, I was talking to a coworker, and they had a apostrophe in their name. I just thought that was crazy.
Mm. Really?
You and your coworker this week. What are you and your coworker doing? Because your other coworker was out here tantalizing the congregation. I cannot.
Woman, thy art loose.
You know what? I hate him. I hate him.
Yo, she had them thighs. Oh, they was looking very spandexy.
I can't.
I cannot.
No, I did. All right. Seriously though, I did go to this house this past week. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I almost walked out. You ever seen Hoarders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I walked into a Hoarders house today. I mean this week. And when I left out, I swear to God. First of all, the ladies had the nerve to say, my other house got foreclosed on. So that's why it's all this mess around. And I looked on the floor, and I seen a fucking cup of oodles and noodles. I said, bitch, this ain't from your house. Who the fuck are you lying to? Like, was your house full of papers? Because all I see is receipts and fucking and Bonton bags and shit. Like, this ain't come from your other house. Don't lie to me.
Bonton bags?
Bonton. She was eating Bonton potato chips. I don't even know if they make them chips no more, so that means they old potato chips.
What are those? I ain't never heard of them.
I ain't never heard of them either.
You ain't Taylor, you know about Bonton, right?
Yeah. Yeah, those the hood chips.
Exactly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yo, the house was ridiculous. And I'm saying to myself, so normally when people say, excuse my house, it's usually the neat people. And the people who be making excuses up is the dirty fucking dirt bells. And she had the nerve to say, my other house got foreclosed on, so I moved everything in here. That's why it looks so messy.
Lying.
Bitch, you lying.
Right. You nasty. That's all it is. You just nasty.
And then you wonder why you living by yourself. Ain't nobody trying to live with you like this.
It's the thing about the nasty ass people. Oof, goodness gracious.
Yo, I had to step over boxes of papers and fucking clothes and shit. And I'm saying to myself, yo, nigga, I need a shower.
Yeah, they need to get y'all one of those. Portable showers that people use when they go camping. So if you go in a house and nasty like that, you can go somewhere.
It was ridiculous. It made no sense. But you know what? I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta make sure everybody got their services. But I was in there and out of there real quick.
Real quick.
Them is the type of motherfuckers that need a self-install kit.
Right, right. But then, you know, so real talk, one of the policies is if your house is too dirty so that the technicians can't service you, we can actually cut you off.
Wow.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can refuse you service because we can't come to maintain the services. So if we can't maintain them, well, not even the health hazard. It's like, so if your equipment and your wiring is fucked up and it's messing up your neighbor's shit and messing up the rest of the network, and we can't get there to fix it, then it's actually a liability to the whole network. So,
makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? If I can't get in there, you know what I'm saying, to fix shit because you got 5 feet of boxes up against the wall, then, and if you don't move that shit, then we can refuse you service. But, you know.
Wow.
Fuck that nasty hoe.
Fuck that nasty hoe. What? What?
She was just, she was dirty.
That's what he said.
So Dre, I saw you was on the Cocktails and Combos, the dude episode, right? You still there, Dre?
Right. He's probably out there with them hoes and stuff.
The question I wanted to know is how many fucking chicken wings them big ass niggas eat when he wasn't looking? Because there was some big motherfuckers on that show. I was like, God damn, these niggas is hefty.
Okay, so I was in the background. I was there. We didn't eat that particular episode because of the last time we invited some people to the show, then fat bitches ate all my food.
Right, right.
And then had the audacity to complain. So this time, it was just the four guys. There was no bittles or anything. I didn't make the drink. But then there was another recording where we did have some chicken wings. And Nick D, the one who was on the far side and not in the all black, not the jersey, but beside him. Oh, my God. He has, like, the poorest eating habits because, y'all, he had on, like, this pink shirt, right? And he had, like, this gold chain or whatever. So I get up to go get this little chicken wing. And I was like, Nick D, what's that on your shirt? He had barbecue sauce all down his shirt. And I was like, all right, I'm going to need you to change your shirt because we still got to record. You know that, right? And he, oh, God. So, no, we didn't eat that time. We didn't eat that time.
But I was watching it, and I'm saying to myself, like, them couches look like they were screaming, first of all. I'm like, these some big-ass niggas right here.
And, like, Jarvis has actually lost some weight, which is, like, he's been doing good. Scrib, he goes to the gym. He bodybuilds or whatever. That's the dude that was sitting beside Dre. Nick D's just fat. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but he's just a fat guy. Dre, you still there? He must be hoeing in these streets. What did you think about that episode? I know that
patrol.
You were. Yeah, he on Possum Patrol. Dre, really? We were talking to you, and you just now coming back in. This motherfucker here.
I mean, so I was peeping the episode. I didn't see the whole thing, but from what I saw, it was a decent episode. I'm not mad at it at all. You know, anytime men can, you know, what I'm saying, get on a platform and express themselves, and you know. Talk about what it is to be a black man. Oh, wait, let me get a drink. I said black man.
You got a drink when you say black man. Yeah.
Right.
So we have a word, a
a word every episode or whatever. When that particular one was black man, and every time I got them drunk a little bit, because I always fix the drinks for cocktails and combos. Every drink that you've ever seen has been made by me.
It was a good episode. I wasn't mad at it at all.
Thank you. Appreciate you. And so many ways. They also, there'll be another one up, not next week, but week after next. Another, it'll be part two to that one. But it'll be about something else. But they were talking about how they had never, some had been with white women and none had been, and then some had not been with white women. Well, I don't know if you have you ever been with a white woman? Mm-hmm.
Of course I fuck me a devil.
Oh, man. Did he call her a devil?
Yeah, he did. Not a white devil.
I done had a pink toe before.
You had what before?
A pink toe. You ain't never heard them call them pink toes?
Oh, I didn't hear that poor. That's why I was like, what?
I remember one time, not to, you know what I'm saying, go too much into detail, but I had met this one white girl, and she liked using the word nigga. And I was like, this cracker-ass cracker go be talking to me and say, yeah, my nigga, this, whoa, we not cool like that. And I didn't know whether to give her the good USDA grade A black dick or just keep her moving. So after I fucked her, I was like, I can't fuck with this. This shit was ridiculous. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Oh, now you back, nigga. Now you back. This nigga over there watching TV with a possum. I ain't fucking with him.
Did he say basically yeah?
No.
I thought you said basically yeah. I was about to say you can call that.
She is not a possum.
Like somebody doing
She's a raccoon.
I said it sounds like some inappropriate shit that's going down.
And Maj, you know how that sounds.
What are you talking about?
I'm sure you don't want us to rehash that situation.
What?
Keep my mouth. I'm gonna act like I ain't even say nothing. Please proceed.
I don't know. Okay,
but I'm ready
as we move forward.
Okay, if you was gonna pause again, I was gonna tell the story. But since you proceeding, I'm gonna shut up.
As we walk forward.
Oh my God! I cannot.
Oh my God! I cannot. Anybody else got some craziness other than Ron? Because clearly Ron gets to hang out with people. And I don't really get to hang out with people.
Nah, I don't have any craziness for me.
Why you got me in the bed
asleep?
My baby? Why you laying in the bed asleep? I'm not asleep. Never mind. Stop talking to you. What were you about to say, Tyler?
So I had a little bit of craziness, but it wasn't this week. It was actually last week. So at the job a few weeks ago, Tony Robbins was at the job. If you're not familiar with Tony Robbins, he is a
life coach, a guru, if you will.
The white guy with the big teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To me, he is the epitome of the word finesse. If you look up the word finesse in the dictionary, it's his picture. He spent 4 days swindling people out of all thousands and thousands of dollars of their money. But one of his volunteers was a little upset, and they took to Facebook to let everybody know that they had lost their journals. And, you know, because, you know, my job doesn't give a shit about people's stuff, if you don't claim it within a certain amount of time, that shit goes in the garbage. And she was a little upset about it. So she took to Facebook to tell everybody about it. And her little friends were like, oh, my gosh, that's not fair, and that's not right. They should replace your book or whatever, because the whole weekend was just, it was one big seminar, but it was over 4 days. So they were like, they should replace your notebook and this, this, that, and the third. So apparently now she's trying to sue my job because she lost her book during the little conference. So pretty much now it's just become a legal battle. But come to find out, one of her friends had the book to begin with. They picked it up and they didn't know who it belonged to, so they just kept it with them. And it was a whole big thing at the job because they was like, they had to talk to everybody who was in the vicinity. And I was like, you know, listen, I really don't care about this notebook. I mean, I literally spent 16, 17-hour days listening to this man talk and listening to him hypnotize people and swindle people out of their money. I don't give a damn about anybody's notebook, to be honest. I don't. Like, it was just like, I will say he upped the ante this year. Last year he was like, it was like lower level finesse. But this year he took it a step further. So everything went up by like $1,000. So the tickets went from $1,500 for nosebleeds. They went up to $2,500 for nosebleeds and like $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $14,000 to be on the floor. I will say this year he was cool enough to not have the water fight like he usually has, so that was pretty awesome because nobody wants to deal with 12-degree weather because he likes to be cold, so we have to, you know, turn up the AC for him. He brought his own AC with him. Yeah. Yes, he brought his own AC with him. So what happens is, yeah. So imagine, because we have hockey there, so it's already cold in there to keep the ice cold. They just put a floor down on top of the ice. So it's already cold in there, but he had to have his own AC to make sure it was absolutely cold to his temperature. Yeah. And then he did the third day. It was like this really big, meditation. They were like meditating for like 2.5 hours, and they were like chanting and everything else. So after a while, I guess they were like, hey, you know, you guys didn't pay for this, so you can't stay in here and watch it. So we didn't really care because we got like a 3.5-hour break in between this nonsense, and we were still getting paid for it. So didn't bother me one bit. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wait a minute, I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
come to y'all establishment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell y'all, you can't stay in there because y'all ain't paid for this. No, bitch, you paying me to be here, but okay.
That's what they did. So, yeah, that's what he did. So listen to this. So they have a water filling station. So you know how like the country sinks have the water spouts, you know, you can move the water, the faucet around and stuff. So they had water filling stations, and they were, you know, because they didn't sell soda all weekend because you know, soda's not good for you, and he doesn't want his people to have soda. So they had the water, the refilling stations, which was cool, but it was just my observation that these water stations were hooked up to the janitor's closet. So where is the, you know, the filter? They were like, oh, it's on the side. I don't think there's a filter on that. I don't want any of that water. I step out to go to the bathroom. I come back. There is a man. He has a service dog. Now, mind you, this is 16, 17 hours a day. This guy is talking for 4 days in a row. He has to take this service dog to get water, and he gets water from the water refilling station for the dog. I'm thinking he's got like a bowl or something. No, he just turns the water up on, and the dog just stands there and just drinks the water from the janitor's closet.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty different a few weeks ago. It was pretty different. I will say he did get his money's worth. I tell you that much, because he charged them people a whole lot of money, And then he has this group that follows him everywhere. So it's $1 million that you pay, and then you just travel around for a year with him, and you get to meet all these other millionaires and network, if you will. So it was a pretty interesting weekend. Mm-hmm. These people It was interesting. Because to me, I wanted to get to the point where we figured out, like, how did you come about, how did you figure out how to swindle people out of their money? Like, I'm just trying to get to the point where people want to spend $1 million to hang out with me. Like, that's what I'm trying to be in my life. Because everything he was talking about was just pure common sense. It was just like, oh, okay. Like, 2 and 2 is 4. I got it. Okay, cool. But everything else was just like, y'all are really buying this. Like, he had people in there crying. They were, like, having all types of attacks and things like that. We had panic attacks, and it was crazy. And this is for 17 hours each day for 4 days. And they sent one of my coworkers wanted to go to one of the things, but you know, he kept telling them that he couldn't afford it. So they started a GoFundMe page for him, and they sent him to the Miami one. The problem was is that he went down there, but he didn't go to the seminar. Like, he just went down to Miami. Like, they paid for his hotel and everything, like food, everything. They raised like $50,000 for him. So he went down to Miami, plus he had some left over, but he didn't go to the NAS seminar, didn't go to no class. So when they came back this year, I guess he thought that maybe if he wore like a pair of glasses, they wouldn't recognize it was him.
Wow.
I'm like, but you still,
I cannot with your people.
Like, you look the same. You just wear glasses. Okay, but all right.
Mm. So were they trying to make him pay the money back? What?
No, they didn't. Because apparently what he did was he went there. So because the thing is that they picked the one, like, we're an equal opportunity employer. So everybody, you know, you have people from different, you know, different backgrounds or whatever. You have people that work there that have different special needs. Brett is a special case. Like, he really is. He's a very, very special case. So I guess he thought that they were going to be like, oh, my God, you didn't go to the classes, give us our money back. But it was like you went down to Miami for like a whole week They paid for your hotel and everything, and you didn't go to not near class. And not only did they not, like, nobody asked about you. Like, nobody was like, hey, did you see Brent? How do you like it? Like, nobody was looking for you at all. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just want them to send me somewhere, and I ain't got to pay for it, and I can just not go.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm trying to get. I need to know that class. I don't care about the meditating and the getting into and getting past my fears and walking on fire and all that other stuff. I don't care about any of that. How can I get these people to give me money to travel someplace? And how can I get these people to give me money monthly for my phone number? These are things that I'm trying to figure out. Like this is what I want to learn this week. I don't care about nothing else you're talking about. And he was already in hot water. I didn't think he was going to do the firewalk because he was already in trouble because people in L.A. did it, and they, like, a bunch of people sued him because they got hurt really bad for walking on the fire because the fire was, you know, essentially burned them. Like, they had, like, some of them had third-degree burns. But they, like, some people had their children in there. Like, because on up here, the kids were out of school. So it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So up here, a lot of kids were out of school Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, they had their children in there. I mean, like, 9, 10, 11. Like, this is not how I plan to spend my four-day weekend. Like, if I was a kid and I was 9, I'd be heated that I have to go sit here and watch this man talk for 17 hours a day. And then it dawned on me, like, okay, it makes sense in a way because you have all these different people in this room. So you're making, like, you're making a conscious effort to, you know, network and things like that. So now your kids know so-and-so. So now if that's the field that they choose to go into, now they have somebody in it. Like, they know someone. Hey, you know, little Tommy just graduated from college. You know, he's looking for a job. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Send him right on over. But my problem was that it's 17 hours. Like, it took a lot of for us just to stay up. I can only imagine a little kid, 9, 10, 11, and you sitting there listening to this man talk about stuff you don't even know about yet because you're 9. Like, don't you want to go outside and play Pokemon Go? Like, don't you want to go play soccer? Like, don't you want to go play Nintendo Switch? I don't want to sit here for 17 hours and listen to Tony Robbins talk. I want to go play a Nintendo Switch and eat Doritos. And everybody complained, but I found a way to make the most of it. So let me get this straight. So, okay, so everybody got an attitude because they got to be here for this long. But we getting paid to be here. And on top of that, I'm sitting, like, I'm on the floor, so I get to sit, and all I got to do is just stay awake. Oh, okay, cool. I can't tell you all the stuff I listened to the whole time I was there. I listened to all the albums. I finally got through a couple albums I hadn't been through in a while. I caught up on a podcast. I had a little lunch. I had a couple snacks. I figured out if you nice to the staff, they nice to you. Like, when they was meditating and stuff, the time that we could stay in there, you know, I went and I got snacks and stuff. I had a good old time. I enjoyed it. Didn't bother me one bit.
Well, especially if you get a 3.5-hour break, I would be chilling too. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they was in there yelling and screaming, and they was talking about all
and
the wrong their parents did them.
He comes every year.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, yeah, he comes every year. But we're not sure if he's coming back next year.
I bet you his teeth coming back.
Oh, man.
What'd you say, Roland?
That nigga teeth go beat it. RSVP.
Yes. Them things, them choppers is big. Them things is big.
Apple,
you ain't never seen teeth like that.
Element
OP.
I know.
Them choppers is huge.
See what this man look like.
Them choppers are huge, honey. I'm telling you, they are huge. Like he took like the extra large chiclets and then just put them in his mouth. Them things.
Oh, well, he got a whole big ass face. His face got to fit his teeth.
Yes, he brushes teeth with the same joint you use for your hair.
Not my edge brush. Dear Lord.
Usually we got Oral B or Colgate. This nigga got a goodie brush.
This dude done bought a Conair brush. I cannot. But my thing is, Ron said we got the RSVP element OP.
Oh, Lord.
He thought nobody heard that shit.
I heard it.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, God, I get that.
This nigga over there is still fucking entertaining the possum.
Oh, man.
Did you say 10 and a possum? 10 and a possum. Is that what you said, Ron?
Entertaining.
He said he entertaining.
He entertaining a 10 and a possum.
I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not gonna call him Dwight Howard. I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, dear Lord.
I cannot. We got about 3 more minutes in this show. I can't with y'all tonight. I have laughed. I have kikied and shit. I've had to get up and I done finished a bottle of wine. Dancing with y'all. I'm probably fall asleep on this couch.
I'm saying the same thing. I'm sitting here watching the basketball game, saying to myself, I don't feel like walking up steps, and I don't think it's safe with the amount that I've ingested.
And you know what? So you know how our TVs are always down or whatever while we're working. I've been watching the greatest hotels in the world, so I've been making a list about places I'm about to travel to. Damn this, I'm going. So, yeah, I'm going to Sri Lanka.
Yeah,
going on over to the Maldives. Say what?
They don't never keep their mouth shut. Hoes do tell.
The hotel, oh, man.
Yeah, hoes do talk to me. That's why I'm fucks with them hoes.
They do. No, I'm saying.
I don't fuck with them hoes.
It's true. Look, you have that one.
You know, sometimes I come through saying how nosy you hoes trying to be. I'm just trying to see what you're doing.
Ball-headed hoe shit.
That's probably what Dre doing, some ball-headed hoe shit right now. told us he was watching TV with possums and shit.
Damn it.
What he say? Damn it, man. Yeah, buddy.
Damn it, man.
The possum man.
Yep.
You can drill over there playing cards. He got
true.
Four and a possum.
Four and a possum. Oh, shit.
How many books you got? Four and a possum.
If you give me four, we go for ten.
Let's go 4 in the pocket. I'm gonna go 4 in the pocket.
I'm not playing cards with y'all about the day. Because then I would be like, you got a what?
What the fuck's a possum?
You got a what? Oh, wow. Well, George W. H. M. H. W. Bush has passed before we go.
Oh, he did?
The daddy. Yeah,
oh,
but you know,
it's about
you know,
fucking
when,
time.
When, I'm done with this. Wrong.
That motherfucker ain't doing nothing good for none of us. Fuck him.
But you know, when Barbara passed,
who, George Washington?
It was only a matter of time.
It was only a matter of time he was going to go right
there. That heifer looked like George Washington.
This fool said George Washington. That is so funny.
You know what she looked like? You know how back in the days they used to have, you know what I'm saying, those English judges that have the white wigs on in the robe? She like a fucking English judge. She like a magistrate.
I think they still do that over there.
I think they do, too. You know what I'm saying? So she like a magistrate.
Yeah, I think they still do that over there. Okay, guys. Well, it's 12:01. And we about to get on off of here. It has been awesome. Like I said, we have laughs. We have talked about some stuff. Next week. We'll be here next week. Same time, same place. Different types of shenanigans. Hopefully Dwight Howard gets his booty together so we gotta talk about his booty next week at any point. Y'all know we come through, we come to laugh and have a good time. But don't go out here and do no crazy stuff in these streets this week. So we'll be back here. I'm gonna rest this weekend. I'm gonna just relax.
Don't wear no spandex that show every party at Don Church. Don't do that.
Okay, so I'm going to the gym in the morning. And so,
are you going to Ab City?
I'm not going to Ab City. I'm going to the Plant Summit Fitness. I'm going to the gym in the morning, but my leggings that I have that I'm wearing, yeah, they made my butt look real big. But...
oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm going to be on the elliptical, mind in my business. I'm not going to get on the elliptical and do some squats and shit.
You said you're going to the gym to get on the peen. What you said? To get on what?
You said the elliptical? Elliptical.
You said his lips, too? You going to get on his lips, too?
What? Go to bed. You are out of control.
No, I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you said. I thought you said you going to the gym with your spandex to make your butt look big to get on his lips, too?
No.
You said to get on his little tool?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. It must
be
a bad connection.
I don't deal with nothing little anyway, so shut your ass up.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm going to let that go because I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Well, anyway, we're getting off this air. How about that?
Element OP.
So. And that's why. So, y'all be good. Don't get in no trouble this weekend. We'll talk to you and not about you come Monday. So, y'all
gonna
be good and do some shit that y'all think I might do.
Except for white pants. White pants, you still gonna be talking about you on Monday. That's no
shit. Girl, he was out here casting favor transgender, honey. Oh, honey, he was.
Oh, my.
He was like, no, that's a fake. What are you talking about? That page was fake. No, brother, you wanted to get your wee wee up by that man.
You just be racist.
Lady boy. Okay, wait.
Lady boy, whatever.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm done with y'all. I'm done with y'all.
And he done got fatter. And I'm like, powder puff.
Oh,
anyway,
man,
like,
do his white pants still fit?
Uh-uh. I think he went and got some new ones and they stick, but he's gelatinous at this point. We're out of here. So y'all have a good night. And we will talk to you all later. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. If you joined, we appreciate you. And be good to each other. Holler.
Bye.
You're the one.
Shimmin' a minute.